Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Lamed Gimel, Chulin 33a, pagination is 65. Below midway on the page, at the beginning of the line, Masnisin, the new Mishnah. Hashochet Behema Chaya Va'of, a person who shechts an animal, as in a domesticated type animal, Chaya, a wild animal, like a deer, Va'of, or a bird, v'lo yotza mehen dam, and blood did not come out. Kesherim, they're kosher. V'ne'echolim biyodayim misso'avos, and you could eat the meat with hands that are literally dirty. It means unwashed. L'fisha lehuchshuru bedam, because the meat has not become susceptible to tuma as a result of the blood. Now, there's a lot contained in that statement. Let's think this through. So, a lot of people get hung up on the fact that no blood came out. How could it be no blood came out? So be it. The animal, whatever the condition is, dehydrated, whatever it is, but somehow blood did not come out, but you did cut appropriately as an act of shechita. So if we put logistics behind us and we deal with the case as it is presented to us, we just need to know the background information to figure out what it is that the Mishnah is paskening. So there's a concept of machshirin. Food will become tameh only after it has come in contact with a liquid that makes it ready and susceptible to become tameh. So there are zayin mashkim. There's seven liquids that could accomplish that. Dew, water, blood, different liquids that could do that. Once it has become susceptible, you're not going to want to bring it in contact with tumah because it'll become tameh. Now, what kind of tumah are we worried that it's coming in contact with that it's relevant to say whether it was hukshar or not hukshar, whether it did become susceptible or not? So the type of tumah that it's coming in contact with, clearly in the Mishnah, is called yadayim misoavos, dirty hands, which we said means unwashed hands. Let's take a look at Rashi. Masnisin in Rashi, towards the bottom of the Rashis, b'yodayim esoavos, these unwashed hands, these dirty hands, kelomar, this is what it means to say. Kelomar, whenever Rashi uses that word, it means that it's not a literal translation, it's as if to say. It's going to be translated as an expression rather than a literal translation. Kelomar, as if to say, below netila. When we say dirty hands, we mean unwashed. Degozru aleihem lihiyoshniyos, because there's a rabbinic legislation that hands are a second level tuma. If we're not so familiar with tuma, so second level sounds like, well, second level. Whatever second level means, whatever the first levels are and wherever it goes from there, but it's a second level of tuma, it could make something tameh. Uvi Gemara parich, the Gemara will ask, means Rashi usually doesn't bother telling you what's coming. He only tells you what's coming if it's supposed to be bothering you already. Uvi Gemara parich, afilu hukshuru nami, even if they became susceptible, meaning the meat, and the hands are shenios, ain't sheni osa shlishi bechulin, a second-level tuma is not going to make non-sacred food tameh. A second-level tuma is not going to create a third-level tuma. In general, it goes down one level each time. So a second does not make a third if you're dealing in chulin. If you're dealing in kodshim, that could be different. But if you're dealing in chulin, it's not going to make a third. So why was this relevant at all? going back to the Mishnah, we have to appreciate the sophistication here. It has to be that this animal had the blood made it susceptible, because it comes in contact with this liquid after the animal is no longer alive. It has to be that if the blood would have been there, it would have made it susceptible and it would have become tame. But now that the blood is not there, it's not becoming susceptible, and therefore, even with unwashed hands, you're not going to make it tame. There's a lot built in there. That means that if it did have blood, it would have become tame, asks Rashi. By chulin, that's not true. And indeed, that's the approach that the Gemara is going to lead its insight into the Mishnah with. Taimo de lo yotza mehen dam. You're telling me it's because no blood came out. Hayotza mehen dam ein ne'echolim biyadayim misoavos. Had blood come out, you would not be allowed to eat it with unwashed hands, because the hands are a level 2, and they would make a level 3. Amai, what's bothering you? Why? Yadayim shiniyosein. Hands are second level tuma, ve'in sheniyos ha'shlishi b'chulin, and a 2 doesn't make a 3 when you're dealing with chulin. So the Gemara takes a deep breath and says, umimai de b'chulin askinon, how did you know we were dealing by non-sacred? Maybe we were dealing with sacred. And that's why a second would make a 3rd. And the Gemara responds, diktani chaya, because we saw in the Mishnah a wild animal, like a deer, a kosher wild animal. De'ilu kachem chaya b'kachem yika, because we don't have deer as a korban. So clearly the statement behemav chaya va'of was dealing with chulin. That's number one. The chaya case wouldn't make sense. Number two, v'su, additionally, ibikachim, if we were dealing with kachim, ki lo yatsa mehem dam kishera, you're telling me that if blood would not come out, it would be kosher? Kosher as what? Hu atzma ledam hu tzarech. You need the blood because that's what you sprinkle on the mizbeach. And that's what makes the animal kosher. You could bring it on the mizbeach. You could have the Kohanim eat it. You could have people eat it if that's what's supposed to happen to it. It has to be that there's blood. It's not going to be kosher. You're all worried about the tumah dimension. But there's a word kosher being used about a carbon. It would have to have blood. Vesu, furthermore, a third reason, ibikachim, if you thought that this was dealing with kachim, ki yatsa mehem dam mi michshir, when blood comes out of a carbon, does it really cause hechshir? It doesn't make it susceptible. It's not considered a regular liquid. How do you know that the blood of a carbon is not machshir? Shenema ala oris tishbechenu kamoyim. On the ground, the blood shall be poured like water. Dam shenishbach kemayim machshir. The only time that blood is compared to water to make something susceptible is if it gets poured on the ground. Sheino nishbach kamayim. If it has to be collected and sprinkled on the mizbeach, eino machshir. That's not going to cause hechshir. So the blood coming out of the animal has nothing to do with making the meat susceptible if you're dealing with kachim blood. Vesu, and furthermore, ibikachim, if you were dealing with kachim, ki lo yatsa mehem dam lo miskashri, if blood wouldn't come out, it wouldn't be susceptible. Liskashri b'chibas hakodesh, the fact that it's kodesh, that it's very dear, that could make it susceptible. So it's very Talmudic here. We're agreeing with you that it's susceptible, but not for the reason outlined in the Mishnah, because of the blood. And therefore, there are four reasons that the Mishnah cannot be understood by Kodshim. The Chaya issue, the blood is needed to make it kosher. How can you call it kosher without blood? The blood of the korban doesn't cause susceptible to tumah status. And besides, this meat would be susceptible to tumah because it's kachim. Nothing to do with the blood or any other liquid coming in contact with it. So we're left with a problem. The problem is that you're warning us that people who have hands that were not washed should not come in contact with it, because a 2 is going to make a 3. That's only by kachim. And we've established it has to be a case of chulin, and therefore we don't understand what the concern is. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua, Hacha b'chulin shalakhan b'kesef meiser askinan. A suggestion is made that it's dealing with chulin indeed, but it was bought with the money of Meiser Sheni, and therefore it has a level of holiness in the way we approach it. Last line of Rashi, Va'ashmi'inan disheni ovid behushlishi, and he's holding that a 2 does make a 3 in such a case, deloker Rab Meir, not like Rab Meir, but like the dissenting opinion. The Gemara debates this on Amud Beis, whether this would be a satisfactory answer. If you take a look, turning the page, on the facing page, you'll see another suggested answer, Bechulin shenaso altaras teruma, non-sacred, which is being processed with the holiness status. And that was a saintly way, we might say, of eating non-sacred food. And if it was being done like that, then we have this concern, except that the Mishnah says, well, here there was no blood, so you don't have to worry about it. But ultimately, in some way, we're dealing with chulin, but we normally would have been concerned about the unwashed hands, and therefore, on some level, it has to be something better than the regular chulin, because the regular chulin would not have been a concern of unwashed hands in any case. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.